This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Doing great. Also, Mickey, I know you won't care about this, but we want to give people the opportunity if they want to text in. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do if you want to share your triumphs and sadness. I know that yesterday was just a walkthrough, but I'm guessing we got to keep an eye on Bell, Carson, and Tank, since it's such a short week?
Yeah, I think from Tank's standpoint, he usually gets basically Wednesday, a day of rest.
Okay.
So this is probably, I'm thinking, although they didn't put rest on there.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too.
But so maybe he's got a little something, but I bet, you know, it's just, you know, err on the side of caution, and because he finished the game, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what that is at this point, since you're only going to have really one practice. I mean, one kind of football practice, and
right,
that would be today. But I don't even know if – I bet he doesn't put the pads on. I bet they practice in shells.
Okay. And then for Carson, we didn't get a chance to talk about this a lot yesterday because there were just so many things wrong on Sunday. He's had...
Have you gotten to all of them
yet?
Yeah,
I don't think so. He's had a rough couple of games. Obviously, the missed tackle, giving up the extra 50
right,
yards. And then, like so many people have before him, getting stiff-armed into oblivion by Derrick Henry. It feels like these last couple of weeks have been some growing pains.
Well, and that was to be expected, right?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
What was he, a fifth-round draft choice?
Absolutely.
And he's not supposed to be there. You know, he's supposed to be the fourth corner, not starting on the outside as a rookie. You know, I think he's done some good things, but as always, you know, cornerbacks are going to get beat.
Yeah.
You know, Trayvon Diggs got beat.
To end the game, yeah.
So he just got to hang in there and make sure he doesn't lose his confidence. And he knows the tackle was bad. You got to make that tackle. Was it a 5-yard pass or something?
It was a really short pass.
Yeah, and so he knows that. He got to be better. But he's not the 100th guy that got, you know, straight-armed by Derrick Henry, right?
Oh, my God. It's happened to so many
people. But, yeah, just get in there, and you got to play. And, you know, maybe the good thing is they got to play in a hurry. You would like to have a couple days of practice to get out there and fix things, but a lot of what's got to be fixed is from a mental standpoint, from a studying standpoint, to kind of know what the Giants are going to do.
Okay.
And let me guess what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what you would do?
Oh, absolutely.
So you were talking about you would want some more time. And after the fact, and I understand why going into the game, the Cowboys wouldn't be like, oh, what a terrible week of practice we had. We're in a lot of trouble. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But on the other side, you've heard, you know, Dak say it. You've heard it from multiple people talk about, like, hey, we got to step up our game in practice. Has that been kind of the buzz that you've heard after the game and around the stars?
Well, I think that's what, I mean, I've heard what you guys have heard. You know, I've heard the interviews. I've heard the interviews after the game. But look, here's the fear. You hope they're right. And it's not, we're not good enough.
Yeah.
Because no player will ever admit that, right?
Sure.
And Jerry kind of pointed out the cliches that everybody uses in times like this. And he's right. You know, he talked about, we got to look in the mirror. You got to look at yourself. You got to look at what you're doing. Are you studying your opponent hard enough? I mean, those are, you know, the kind of things everybody says when you play as poorly as they did for, well, I don't know, seven quarters. I'll give them one quarter, the fourth, this Sunday, that they played pretty well. So it kind of showed that, well, you can do that, but you got to do it over and over and over again. And it's not like they got to the fourth quarter and all of a sudden they studied harder, right?
Sure.
Or we prepared better.
I would assume not.
Right? Yeah. So you just got to play better and you got to be better. And they better hope that they have the ability to play better and not keep falling on these kind of hollow cliches. I mean, who's not studying? Think about the guys that are playing, right? DeMarcus Lawrence not studying?
I'm sure he did.
Marshawn Nealon, a rookie, not preparing. Kalen Carson, not preparing. You got two basically rookies that started at linebacker. They don't care. So some of that kind of falls on pretty hollow, right? Even on the offensive line, you got two rookies starting at the two most important spots on the offensive line, right? They're not practicing hard. They don't know better. See, I'm not buying that. You just got to play better. And we're about to find out because Thursday night's pretty darn important.
Okay, and Mickey, that part of you got to play better. I heard Jerry multiple times this morning saying, I think we have the talent. We're just underperforming. Do you agree that they have the talent that's just underperforming?
Well, we're going to find out here in a hurry.
But do you think there are areas that don't have the talent that other teams are picking on?
Well, they're picking on the defensive tackles for sure.
Yes.
But Osa's pretty good.
Okay.
And we've seen that.
I'll agree with that.
So they're only picking on one tackle? And actually, Mozzie.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Played his best game, I thought, of his career. Now, he got knocked out of there, but he made three tackles. Tell me last time he was in a game that made three tackles.
I have no clue.
Yeah, we probably don't. I got to look that up now.
You go look at his game log.
I hate saying
now.
Stuff that I didn't look for, you know, just thought about it. So they just got to play better. They got to play the scheme better. And teams have found that, you know, they where their soft spot is. If you just look at the games they lost last year, this is no different, is it?
No.
The five games they lost last year, the teams ran on them.
Yes.
And ran on them.
Yes.
And ran on them. So, they tried to address that by bringing in veteran mercenaries, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't.
I don't know what you guys think of that.
I mean, I haven't really loved the performances of like Linval Joseph thus far, and obviously we've discussed Jordan Phillips.
Right.
I found it, Mickey.
Oh.
Mozzie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
2023 against the New York Giants had three tackles.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Three solos and three combos.
We
so
got
this
it.
Week should be better.
Well, Well, it needs to be.
It's going to be the Giants.
Exactly. Isn't it a good thing that they don't have to face Saquon Barkley on Thursday?
Man, yeah. No kidding. And
I mean, eventually, right? But at least not now.
I think you saw the blueprint to beat the Giants in week two where the Washington Commanders kicked 7 field goals. Now that we saw that Brandon Aubrey can kick a 65-yard field goal when it actually counts, and he can perform the onside kick. Is there anything kicking-wise that this guy can't do?
Well, this crossed my mind. You know, you guys ever watched a lot of, like, high jump competition
yeah.
or pole vault?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so after the guy basically has the best, the highest, whatever, clearance, and he's going to win, and then they let him go after the like the world
yes.
record or whatever.
Yes.
I'm thinking next time he's at 65, just back up to 66.
Agreed. Take a penalty.
Well,
or
just,
you could just,
no, you just
have
instead
a
of 8
snap.
Yards back,
yeah.
go 9 yards back.
Right? I support
and
that.
And say, I'm going to tie that record. Because he would have tied it from 66 for
yes.
sure.
Well, and
would
you
have
can
broken
choose
it
how,
from 67.
Yeah, you can choose how deep you are.
Yeah,
in
you
the...
don't have to snap the ball. Because remember, it's evolved, Mick, if I'm not correct.
Because it used to be 7.
7,
yards,
yeah.
And
so
then it
it's,
moved to 8.
Exactly. So if you want to snap the ball 10 yards back, why the hell not? Like,
yeah.
Hopefully you practice that or something.
Yeah. Just a minute. I don't think they call you for illegal formation
yeah,
or
like,
anything,
hey,
right?
He snapped the ball too far.
That's never thought about
fair.
That before.
Yeah.
Never did.
So I believe that, yes.
Because it's very rarely when a guy misses from length that he misses by 1 yard.
Yes.
Right? It's usually fair. 3 or 4 yards short. Right?
So, Mickey, what I thought was going to happen, I texted multiple people, is I thought Brandon Aubrey was going to kick a 70-yard field goal at the buzzer to send the game to overtime. And I was really disappointed that we didn't get a chance
well,
to see
that
happen.
Well, they were 1/3 down stop away.
I know.
They were close.
I thought it was going to happen. I really
and really, because if they would have punted, to say they the pass was incomplete, the line of scrimmage was the 25, so you probably would have got the ball around the 30, and if you could just gain 20 yards yeah. in a minute.
You're good to go.
Right?
Yes. Exactly.
I'm sorry to get you off on a tangent.
No, that's fine. We tangent all the time on this show.
Well, sometimes you just got to have a little levity in such a seemingly dark situation, right?
I agree. And there's it's interesting because there's already people projecting our responses for Friday if and when the Cowboys beat the Giants. And I don't think I'm going to feel that way at all. Like, you need to win to keep the momentum of the season going, but I think the Giants are terrible, and I think beating the Giants won't prove anything like long term.
It's just a formality of
it,
the
well,
league.
But at least it quiets things down.
For
and at least you're
yeah.
2-2. I think
agreed.
Jerry pointed
agreed.
Something out that I forgot last year. They started off 2-3, and I think everybody was burying them at that time.
Yeah,
I didn't think Vegas had Mike McCarthy 2-1 to be fired.
Man, they love putting him at the top of the most likely to get fired list, don't they?
I mean, come on. Did anybody watch Jacksonville last night?
That was bad football.
No kidding. That team is awful.
I mean, it wasn't even close to being competitive.
No.
But you did watch Washington, right?
Yes, I did.
And that might be, and I watched a lot of Jaden Daniels at LSU. That might be the best game I've seen him play. Like, he's gotten better.
Well, I don't like to hear that as someone who does not want Washington to succeed. But you're right. He was fantastic. Mick, let me ask you this real quick about this, because I've seen a lot of discussion. How do you feel about double Monday Night Football games? Because I know there's a contingent out there that really doesn't like it because they're like, I can't fully watch both games.
Well, I thought I did a pretty good job last night. I mean, I had 2 TVs set up, right?
Oh, fancy.
Well, I mean, you got more than 1 TV in the house, right?
I'm just kidding, man.
So you just got to move one.
Oh, man, that's a lot of effort. That's what my laptop is for.
Yeah, I always use the laptop.
Or you
for
can
the
use your
one.
Laptop, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when the one game was such, lopsided that it was like, okay, at halftime, I don't even need to put the sound on that one. I'll just watch Washington, see if they can hang in there. And I haven't seen him that composed in the pocket before.
He was fantastic.
I mean, he only had, 2-3 incompletions?
I believe that
he
is correct.
He broke Dak's record for rookie completion percentages. He was at, 91%.
Yes, most efficient. I thought it was 21-23. It's something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, something along those lines. He was fantastic. But
I'm tired of talking about how good the Commanders looked. So let's pick this back up.
So you're going to boot me off?
Yes, that is exactly what is happening
right
now.
By God, I'm coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll bring you back tomorrow. Thank you very much, good sir.
See ya.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.